Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe Tua is a bust?
I don't think he's a bust. I just don't think that he is what we thought he was. And I say we. I was never a believer. Listen, I've always thought Jalen Hurts would be the better player in the NFL. Most people thought once he got benched in the championship game against Georgia that was never going to be the case. Like, that was the defining moment in his career. Guys, this dude lost four games in college. Like, seriously. He's got like a 79 or 8%, whatever it is, Mike, in his winning percentage. All this guy does is win. And right. Tua, through his struggles, I'm not talking about the concussions. Think about Tua's journey and his time in the NFL. Mike, it's always felt uneasy. It's always felt like it's just been not as smooth as Jalen Hurts. And you're going to say Jalen has a better team. It's not the point. I'm just talking about playing the quarterback position has been an easier ride. And I just feel like for Tua, what you need from him and what he's capable of are two different things. And you saw that last night.
Yeah, I mean, but he made a terrible throw at the end, which resulted in the pick. The running into the kicker, if you didn't see it last night on Amazon, I presume most folks are watching on Thursday, but the running into the kicker on special teams, that really ruined things. If you had, if you're Buffalo and you're thinking the comeback, just took all the wind out of the sails. And then, but Tua throws that pick. McDaniel says, you can't throw it. And then Tua says, I'll make that throw 10 times out of 10.
Yep.
Which means there's a bit of a disconnect in your processing and what you should be doing, according to your coach, who pulled a pretty ballsy move by calling a lateral on a third down play to try to break down some. You saw that, man? They had like a second and long, or third and long, I should say, knowing that they're going to go for it on fourth. That's what we talked about with Brian McFadden, saying, you know, he'd be a great offensive coordinator, but maybe he's not head coaching material.
Yeah, McDaniel. And look, that's
with the loss, he's at 500 for his career.
But that's what's going to happen if he gets let go. His NFL career is not over. He will end up somewhere on somebody's offensive staff eventually, whether it's next year or whatever, and he'll be running somebody's offense. I will say his offense, and we know this, guys. Remember a few years ago, they put up 70 on the Broncos, and everybody was freaking out, like, what is going on? This Mike McDaniel guy. He hadn't lost any of that. The execution hasn't been there, and his quarterback has not been as good as he's needed to be. So, look,
should Tariq Hill have dove? Should he have dove for the end zone on the play where he goes out of bounds?
Yes.
I mean, that's the
effort.
This gets back to what we were talking about yesterday. I mean, is he trending towards Antonio Brown crazy land? Not that far, but where's the commitment? Where's the season's on the line? You said 0-3 is a death sentence for most teams.
Man.
Now, come on.
Here's what's crazy. He did get 10 targets last night, which was more than he's gotten in the first two games.
Made an incredible catch.
He did, and he scored a touchdown. But I just feel like, you know, and this may be overstated, Mike. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Just kind of recapping last night. And what we learned from this game, guys, is these division games can be more difficult than you think. Nobody expected Miami to show up last night. And, again, the number was 11.5, and they didn't cover, but they beat them by 10 points. The thing for me is, once Tyreek got his bag, did he change?
Yes.
Okay.
Totally. He won a chance. He got a Super Bowl ring with the Chiefs.
Okay.
And he went into total South Florida semi-retirement.
All right. So then the Chiefs, maybe they did, now it seems that way, they did the best thing for their organization, even though they went on to win two more Super Bowls, right? They went on to two more Super Bowls after he left. I'm just simply saying, like, that's the danger sometimes when you have these difference makers. once you get that bag, man, Tua, what he gets to Miami, he's talking so much about how Tua does this, that, and the that and the other better than Patrick Mahomes. You guys remember this. We hadn't seen all of that. And so now he quits on his team last year. And I said to Mike, dude, there was no repercussions from that. Mike McDaniel didn't do anything. They talked to him, but that was more Drew Rosenhaus behind right. the scenes.
Quits on his team.
He didn't do anything. And so he comes into camp, and this is the culture we're talking about. Now he's apologizing to everybody, and everybody says, no, we're cool. They're 0-3, Mike. Something internally is not right with that team.
And that's why I saw this morning, it was at the gym, I saw Ryan Clark and Cam. Man, the hats are just out of control. But anyway, Cam on ESPN this morning.
What Cam have on?
And just with different, you know, the hair through the hat. I mean, you got to have the hair to do that, but he's got it. But he was talking, and I agree with Cam on this.
Egregious.
Get Tyreek Hill back to Kansas City, because everything you just said, we just talked about, he thinks you get back to Andy Reid in Kansas City, and he's back in line. I don't know about that, but I think he fits a role, and he's got something that nobody on that roster can do for Kansas City.
Here's the thing, though. Like,
you say the toothpaste will go back in the tube?
No. I was the one who told you. I said, look, there's a if he becomes available, would they even want him back? He's inexpensive now. The contract has kind of played itself out. They paid him the first 3 years. My thing about Tyreek Hill is he completely does not respect Mike McDaniel.
Right.
Does he walk off the field with an Andy Reid coach team?
No, that's what I'm saying. There's the culture in Kansas City, which does not allow for that.
No.
You know?
No.
I just my two cents with, by the way, if you're just getting in your car, hello, Dukes and Bell, a Younghoe Koo, it was official today, Falcons.
So you keeping the pick?
Well, they're not going to let me out. So, I mean, I'm looking at this.
Wow.
I got a big shake in my head.
Man, they got judge robes on
in
there.
Don't take the pack. Just stick it right up your hanky. Watch this. All right?
I still like the pack. Go, pack, go.
Go, pack, go. Yeah, -7, 6.5 is much more enjoyable. Seven and a half. But again, without Tucker Kraft and Orange saying, do your research, as Thomas Dimitroff famously said to Jarvis Davis back in the day.
Do your research.
All right, man. But no, I do like the Falcons. I'm with Carl on this, though. The -5.5, it just seems like after talking to the writer from The Observer, that what they're going to try, it's not like they're going to bring the house. And it seems like, man, we're up for another big day of Bijan running the football.
And I love it. You just mentioned the real news today. And again, we're going to dive into this a little bit more here coming up before 6. But Younghoe Koo released today. And look, we had a kicking problem. Nobody wanted to admit it. Nobody wanted to look this in the face and say, hey, how do we handle this? Until it was right in our faces. And then it became, okay, what do we do? I think the Falcons, Mike, and what Coach Raheem Morris told us yesterday, or Wednesday, should I say, they gave him all the options to work through this.
Right.
Guys, not like who was on the couch this week. He was kicking, okay? And I said to Mike, they're seeing it. We're not seeing it right now. And behind the scenes, obviously, they didn't feel comfortable enough because they could have waited to do this. They didn't have to rush to do this. They could have said, you know what? We got another week or two that we can use Parker Romo, and we'll figure out what we want to do with Koo. Obviously, he was not feeling like, or they were not feeling like he was doing the job, Mike. So they make the decision. And I'm actually glad. I'm not glad that Koo got cut. I'm just,
right.
This was something that was blatantly obvious to me. And it's frustrating that it took this long for everyone else to see in that organization. Or maybe they did, Mike, and just felt like everyone and said, he'll be fine. Until he wasn't. I'm just glad we're not dealing with this for 4 or 5 more weeks.
No, and now you could argue that if Koo is still, let's just for argument's sake, we win the game. But maybe, Parker Romo misses a relatively short kick. Now he's going to look over his shoulder. Like, he's got the job.
Yes.
Because I think we all know, kicking is like the free throw or the 5-foot putt. It's just such a mental thing.
It's hard,
man. So let this guy, let the guy cook. And, look, the audition in Minnesota is about as good as it gets. A 54-yarder making all of them. Can't ask anything more. A.J. Terrell, also today, coach talking to the media, telling our buddy Joe Patrick and Mark Grimondi that it's not going to be, he doesn't anticipate A.J. Terrell as a long injury, week to week.
That's good.
So as we said, we didn't really like this early bye week, but now, if A.J. Terrell can kind of, if they can limp to the line, and or maybe still want to need him against Buffalo, but anyway.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.